约翰福音第一章。
Please turn to John chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章。
John chapter 21.
第十一节。西门彼得就去把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，共153条，鱼虽这样多，网却没有破。
Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of large fish, 153, and although there were so many, the net was not torn.
我们知道这是主耶稣在约翰福音里面所记载的神迹，八个里面最后的一个。
And we know that this miracle was one of the eight signs. It was the last of the eight signs in the book of John.
我们晓得这是八个神迹里面唯一一个是主复活以后行的神迹。
Of the eight miracles, this was the only one performed after our Lord was resurrected.
那这里主说，这里圣经说他们一共有153条大鱼。
Now the Bible tells us there were 153 large fish.
然后我们再来看第路加福音第九章。
And then we would also like to look in the book of Luke.
第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
第十三节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 13.
耶稣说你们给他们吃吧。门徒说我们不过有五个饼两条鱼，若不去为这许多人买食物就不够。
But he said to them, you give them something to eat. And they said, we have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, so let's perhaps go and buy food for all these people.
这里两条鱼的鱼这个字，
Now the word fish
在原文是希腊文，
Here in the original Greek，
希腊文是一共有22个字母。
Now in the Greek there are 22 letters.
这个希腊人在那里描写一个数字的时候
，When a Greek person when he describes a number，
他不用阿拉伯数字一二三都这样用。
He doesn't use the Roman numbers Arabic numbers 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. 那比方说他们说了一，他们就用希腊文的第一个字母。
So for example, if they describe one, they would use the first letter of the alphabet.
然后二呢就用它的第二个字母。
Two would be the second letter of the alphabet.
所以这样一二三四五六七八九。
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
然后二十。
And then 20.
三十。
30.
一直到一百。
Until 100.
然后二百。
And 200.
三百。四百。
400.
那这样的话呢，就有了所有的每一个数字呢，就是每一个字母呢，就代表一个数字。
So one letter of the alphabet represents a number.
那如果大家把刚才这个鱼是希腊文，有好几个字母，你把它找出来。
Now, if you look at the number 153.
No. 刚才我们所说路加福音第九章十三页那个鱼，那里说两条鱼那个字母。
The word fish that we read in the book of Luke.
那个字是希腊文。
Now here in the two fish, the word fish is Greek.
那如果把原文的每一个字母的数值都把它加在一起。
Okay, each letter has a number. So if you sum up the numbers of the letters that make up the word fish,
结果呢是1224。
It's 1224.
这个数目可以用153除去。
You can divide that by the number 153.
所以这应该是153乘8。
So this is 153 times 8.
所以很有意思，这个鱼字呢和153发生关系。
Now it's very interesting. This word fish has to do with the number 153.
那约翰福音二十一章。
Now the Gospel according to John 21.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
二十一章第十一节。
21:11.
西门彼得就把网拉到岸上。
Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of large fish.
拉到岸上。
对，
我们特别注意那个网这个字。
Now if you pay attention to the word net.
这个网 the net 这个网啊， 这个字呢，如果在希腊文里面把它的字母所有的数字加在一起，
if you look at the net、in Greek, if you sum up the numbers of each letter in the word net,
结果是1224。
It's
1,224. 跟刚才的鱼是一个数字。
It's the same number as that word fish in the book.
所以当然也是可以有153数字。
So of course you can also divide that by 153.
好，我们看马太福音第四章。
Now if you look in Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章，啊，第四章十八节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 18.
耶稣在加利利海边行走，看见弟兄二人，就是那称呼彼得的西门和他兄弟安德烈，在海里撒网。
And walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea.
那在海里撒网这几个字。
Casting a net into the sea, these few words.
那这是个完整的思想。
Now this is a complete thought.
所以现在你把所有他的每一个字的字母通通加在一起。
Now, if you sum up all the numbers represented by each of the letters,
it's 3,060.
It's 3,060.
又是可以被153。
You can also divide it by 153.
弟兄姊妹可以回去试试看。
You can try that at home.
一定不会错。
It won't be wrong.
然后呢，我们看路加福音第五章。
Then if you look in the book of Luke,
路加福音第五章第六节。
Chapter 5, verse 6.
他们下了网，就圈住许多鱼。
They had done this to enclose a great quantity of fish.
那许多鱼
，a great quantity of fish.
这个在希腊原文里也是一个思想，完全的思想。
Now in the Greek, this is another complete thought.
所以如果你把所有的数字加在一起，字母数字加在一起
，if you sum up all those numbers,
是2448。
It's 2,448.
这个呢，就是1,224的两倍。
This is two times 1,224.
鱼是1,224.
Fish is 1,224.
网也是1,224.
The net is 1,224.
许多鱼这里是1,224的两倍。
Casting a net into this, the multitude of fish is 2,448, which is 5,224.
所以当然也是可以用153除进。
You can also divide it by 153.
好，然后我们来看马可福音第一章第十七节。
So then, if you look at Mark chapter 1 and verse 7,
十七节
17.
耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”
And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I'll make you become fishers of men."
那得人如得鱼这几个字
，Now fishers of men，
在原文是人海渔夫。
And the original is
fisherman.
Fisherman.
那么这个这几个字呢？你把它加在一起，所有的字母加在一起。
Now, if you sum up the numbers of the different letters,
在原文加的结果是2,142.
If you sum it up, it's 2,142.
又可以被153除去。
Once again, you can divide it by 153.
这个很清楚的。
Now, this is very clear.
好，最后我们再找一个地方。
Lastly, we'll look at one more.
马可第八章。
Matthew chapter, Mark chapter 8,
第八章34节。
Mark chapter 8, verse 34.
于是叫众人来和门徒说，对他们说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
And he summoned the multitude with his disciples and said to them, If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
那跟从我
follow me
这个字，如果你把所有的字母加在一起
if you sum up, if you get the phrase and get the numbers and sum it up,
1,836
it's 1,836
也是可以用153
you can also divide it by 153
所以这些关于捕鱼的、打鱼的、得人渔夫跟从我都是一类的圣经。
Now these words related to fish, fishing, and fishes of men are all related.
你看这153条鱼 跟153都有关系。
Now they are all connected with this number 153.
那上一次我们已经讲了153的意义。
Now last time we already mentioned what was the significance of the number 153.
我想我们不再详细的再重复。
I don't think we would like to repeat it again.
不过重要在这里。
But the important point is this.
这个153条鱼啊。
Now these 153 fish.
实在是说出我们的主在地上传福音的时候所遇见的153个个人。
It actually speaks about the 153 personal individuals that the Lord met, or he was here on earth.
上一次呢，我们曾经发给大家一份讲义。
Last time we handed out this sheet of paper.
那在这个讲义里面呢，我们就给大家153条鱼。
Now we have 153 fish on this sheet of paper.
那么这个呢，我们就把主耶稣在地上所碰见的那些人名字都把它列下来。
Now the listed here is the names of all the people that the Lord met while he was here on this.
你把重复的拿掉。
If you get rid of the repeated,
要是犹大不在里面，
if Judah is not in,
他根本就没有得救。
Judah was never saved.
他一辈子只喊我们的主是夫子，连主都不喊的。
He always called the Lord Rabbi. He never called the Lord Lord.
所以呢，你如果把不重复的，你把所有的重复的把它过滤一下。
Now if you get rid of all the repetitions.
那么主耶稣在地上所接触的个人
Now the individuals that the Lord met person to person
圣经里面所记载的确定记载的
Now the ones that were recorded in the Bible
不确定的不算在里面
Those that are uncertain are not counted
比方说百夫长和许多兵丁他们相信看见那个地震呢、啊，他们就相信主耶稣真是神的儿子。
For example, the centurion and then the other soldiers, and then they saw the Lord.
那个兵丁我们就不知道有多少人。
Now the soldiers, they don't know how many.
那个是一般性的。
That was like a general word.
所以圣灵凡是特别给了名字。
So those that the Holy Spirit gave a name.
或者不给名字。
Or didn't give a name.
像撒玛利亚夫人，我不知道她的名字。
For example, the Samaritan woman, we don't know the name.
但是撒玛利亚夫人是一个人。
But we know that.
特别的人物你可以形容他的那这样就算是一个 case 就算是一个就算是一个形式这样你把它通通加在一起
Now, if you add all these up,
刚好是153
it's 153
所以这就是一个非常重要的一把钥匙
Now, this is a very important piece.
我们要问
We want to ask,
我们的主怎么打造这153
How did our Lord fish these 153
我们的主怎么接触这些人
How did our Lord encounter these 153
这些人怎么得救的
How were they saved
那有的圣经很清楚的记载
Now some the, Lord, the Bible describes very
那从那里我们就能够学到很重要的功课
From there we can learn very important lessons
有的瞎子
Some blind
主耶稣碰也不碰就说你得着医治
The Lord didn't even touch them and said you are healed
有的时候主要摸他
Sometimes the Lord has to touch him.
那么有的时候主需要吐唾沫在他的眼睛。
Sometimes the Lord has to put saliva on their eyes.
所以你看，有的时候主这样做，有的时候不这样做。
Sometimes the Lord does this way, and sometimes he doesn't.
同样是瞎子
，They're both blind.
如果是我们的话
，If it were up to us,
对付瞎子这样对付的。
Now for blind men, we have a solution.
蒙古大夫乱贴药就是一副药，就是我就这么一副药。
So.Just one medicine saves all.
好像这个，但是所以就是这是我们的难处。
Now this is our difficult.
我们以为说只要瞎子就这么救他就可以。
We think if they're blind, then there's only one way to save.
有的一句话就可以。
Some people you just need one word.
碰都不要碰。
You didn't have to touch them.
他的眼睛就开了。
Then their eyes will be open.
还有的不是。
Some people.
还有的你要不光按住他。
Some people you have not had to touch them.
你要吐唾沫在他眼上、眼睛上。
Saliva on their eyes.
然后呢，还要叫他去洗。
And you have to ask tell them to go wash.
那这是一种情形。
Now this is another case.
还有一种情形呢。
There's another case.
甚至于还有别的情形呢，你看见主耶稣都是不同的对待。
And then for other situations, the Lord treats them differently.
比方说有一个瞎子。
For example, a blind man.
他第一次看见人像树一样。
The first time he saw people as if
第二次呢，他才清楚。
The second time, then it became clear.
非常有意思。
Very interesting.
你知道 主耶稣，我门徒们碰见瞎子。
Now you know when the disciples they saw the blind man.
实在说来，就是说到这个门徒们自己就是瞎子。
In actuality, this is speaking of how the disciples are blind themselves.
主要他们清楚啊。
The Lord wanted them to be clear.
所以他们不清楚，他们以为是主耶稣怪他们没有带饼。
They weren't clear, and then they thought that the Lord accused them that they did not have bread.
所以呢，他们就议论起来了。
So then they started discussing among themselves.
然后主说你们还不明白。
And then the Lord said, "Don't you understand?"
你看见吗？他们没有带饼。
You see, they didn't bring bread.
但是其实，在那个船上有一个块饼摆在那里。
But in the boat, there was actually a loaf of bread.
那块饼就是主自己。
That loaf of bread was actually the Lord himself.
他就是天上的饼，就是天上来的粮。
He was the bread of heaven from heaven.
但是他们眼睛看不见。
But they couldn't see.
他们自己以为是主讲到法利赛人和这个和撒都该人的教，他们以为许多没有带饼做。
They thought when the Lord was speaking about the leaven of the Pharisees and that they thought that the Lord was saying that they didn't bring bread.
其实主是要他们防备法利赛人和撒都该人的教训。
But in actuality, the Lord was teaching them to be aware of the teaching of the Pharisees.
那他们以为没有带饼。
Now they thought that they didn't bring the physical
bread. 其实主似乎告诉他们说，我就是那块饼，怎么没有带饼
？As if the Lord was telling them, I am the bread. As how come?
只要我在哪里，你们就不会饥饿。
As wherever I am, you will not be hungry.
但他们还是不明白。
But they couldn't understand.
所以他们实在太愚昧了。
So they were very dumb.
所以我们的主呢，就把他们当作幼稚园小孩子、小朋友。
The Lord treated them like they were kindergarten.
所以就问他，那五千那个我那是五千个人。
Now that time when there were 5,000 people.
那么有几个饼，有几条，有一个有这个后来剩下有多少个零碎呢
？Now how many basketfuls did you have left over?
那他们像小朋友一样举手。说十二个
，just like all kids, they raise their hand, say 12.
然后四千人那次剩下多少呢
？Now how about when there were 4,000 people?
那这回又举手了，这是我讲的，他又举手了。
When they raised their hand,
七个
，say 7.
所以这个什么就证明这个他，就证明他们是瞎子。
It is true that they were blind.
他们根本看不见。
They couldn't see.
所以真正后来他们所碰见的瞎子，其实就是这些门徒的写照。
So later on, when they met this blind man, it was actually a description of themselves.
不过很有意思。
But it's very interesting.
这一次碰到的瞎子啊
Now, the blind man that they met,
他的机制是两个阶段的意志
His feelings, there were two parts to his feelings
第一个阶段呢他看见人像树一样
The first part, man appeared as a tree
再一次呢就完全清楚
And the second part, then it became clear
所以就是你明白吗
So you understand about it?
就是主的感觉来说
Now, in the feeling of our Lord
五个饼两条鱼叫五千人吃饱
The five bread and the two fish caused 5,000 to be fed.
现在这些门徒们最早应该看人像看树一样。
Now, at least these disciples should see this multitude as trees.
那为什么主又来是四千人叫许多人吃饱，而为什么主又来是叫五四千人吃饱呢
？Why did the Lord perform another miracle to cause 4,000 to be fed?
因为这个就等于在门徒身上工作。
Because this is as if he was doing a work among the disciples.
现在应该完全眼睛开启。
Now their eyes should be open.
所以就是呢，圣灵不浪费笔墨的。
So the Holy Spirit never wastes his ink.
什么时候什么瞎子要经过两阶段的医治
？Whenever a blind man needs to be healed, have a two-part.
你看见吗？我们的主在这特别提到的。
Then our Lord specially mentioned here.
那非常有意思。
Very interesting.
你记不记得这个在耶利哥啊要离开耶利哥的时候，他们。主医治了一个瞎子。
Remember when they were leaving Jericho, the Lord healed a blind man.
那这是马可福音所记载一个瞎子。
Now in the book of Mark, there was only one blind man.
但如果你到了马太，如果你读了马太福音的话，你就发现是两个瞎子。
But if you read the recording in the book of Matthew, there are actually two blind men.
那其实这个马可福音就是其中的一个。
Actually, in the book of Mark, it only speaks of one of the two.
不过你们读圣经要小心啊。
So when you read the Bible, you've got to be careful.
有一个瞎子呢是进耶利哥的时候碰见的。
Now one blind man was the Lord met him when he was going.
有两个是离开的时候。
The two was when they were leaving Jericho.
你知道吗？我们觉得反正是瞎子没有关系。
We think it's no problem.
管他是进来还是出去的，
没有
进来的是一个医治的方法。
So remember, when they were coming in, there was only one blind
man. 出去的是另外一个方法。
When they left, there was another method.
这两个完全不一样的。所以弟兄姊妹，因为这个缘故，我们要很小心。
So for this reason, we have to be very careful.
你看见吗？如果 今天你要传福音
Today if you want to preach the gospel
你最少要认识你福音的对象
You must know the person you're preaching the gospel to
哦你说这几个都是从大陆来的
You say oh these people are all from mainland
China 你不能用大陆来都是一副药不行的
You can't say that you use one medicine for all the people
你说大陆来大概都是讲唯物主义我现在证明给他看有神
If you see that people coming from mainland China, they're all people that preach about there's no God. I have to preach
about
God.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候你不需要这样，他就得救了。
Sometimes you don't have to do this and then they're saved.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？我们的主是153个人里面。
Now you see among the 150 people that our Lord met.
就算是瞎子。
Even if they were blind.
哪几个是进耶路撒耶利哥？哪几个是出耶利哥
？Which ones are going into the Jericho? Which ones were one day?
你看，我们的主都很小心的。
Our Lord was very careful.
那马太为什么那里讲了两个瞎子，出耶利哥与两个瞎子
？Now why did Matthew speak of two blind men coming out of Jericho?
因为你记得吗？在前面刚刚好是刚刚好是谁？刚好这个刚好是约翰跟雅各。
Because previously, right before the mention of those two blind men, the Bible was speaking about James and John.
请他们的母亲告诉主耶稣说，去是跟主耶稣说，他们要坐在主耶稣这个做王的时候，坐在主耶稣左右边。
The two disciples were asking their mother to tell the Lord to sit them one on the right and one on the left.
你看他们的眼睛是瞎的。
So you see, their eyes are blind.
他们只看见宝座，他们没有看见十字架。
They only saw the throne. They never saw the cross.
所以这证明他们两个是瞎眼的。
So it proves that they were blind men.
主需要开他们的眼睛。
The Lord had to open up their eyes.
这里非常非常重要的。
This is very very important.
那这两个人是离开耶利哥。
Now these two men were met while they were leaving.
耶利哥是咒诅的意思。
Jericho speaks of curse.
所以这两个人已经蒙了很多的恩典。
So these two people, they were greatly blessed.
他们是离开耶利哥，现在往耶路撒冷去。
They were leaving Jericho and going toward Jerusalem.
但是他们眼睛是瞎的。
But they were blind.
为什么
Why?
为什么许多是我们眼睛是瞎的
Why oftentimes are we blind?
我们只看见宝座没有看见十字架
Because we only see the throne, we did not see the cross.
我们不晓得原来达到宝座的途径是十字架
We did not know that the way towards to the throne is through the cross.
所以我想很清楚
So it is very clear.
你看主耶稣虽然碰见了好几个瞎子
Even though the Lord met many blind men,
有的是又瞎又哑
Some are both blind and dumb.
那么这个时候主要怎样对待他们
How are the Lord going to treat them?
所以弟兄姊妹在这里很明显给我们看
So it's very clear.
你如果一个对一个
If you're one-on-one
特别是钓鱼的话
Especially when you're fishing.
我说过你所用的线很要紧
The line that you use is very important.
你所用的鱼饵也很要紧
The bait that you use is very important.
你的钩也很要紧
The hook that you use is very important.
还有你这个人也很要紧
Now you yourself is very important.
如果你太兴奋了，你这个人稍微往前面一点，鱼就看见你的影子了。
You're too excited and you run forward, the fish will run away.
如果你把自己藏起来的话
，If you hide yourself,
你只让人看见我们的主。
You only allow people to see the Lord.
这个人可能就得救了。
Then that person might be saved.
但许多是我们受不住啊。
But sometimes we cannot resist.
我们读了一点点的书啊，就巴不得告诉对方呢，我是个博士。
Now we read a few books and then we say, well, we are, and oh, we study a little bit.
哦，你的物理跟我不能够比的。
Oh, we have a doctorate, and then we say your physics is not.
现在我可以证明给你看。
Now I can prove to you.
这种事呢，结果你不知不觉把你自己投影投出去了。
Then start. Unadvertently, you protect yourself.
结果呢，许多人就吓跑了。
Then they were scared away.
你知道吗？很多人不得救是被我们的博士吓跑的。
Many times people aren't saved because they were afraid. They were scared away by our doctor.
我们的学问太大了，人家只好下地狱了。
Because we were too smart, that's why they had to go to hell.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们记得。
So brothers and sisters, let us
remember. 非常重要的。
What is very important.
你看见吗？在这里有许多的聚会。
Now here there is much wisdom.
在这里有许多的忍耐。
Now here is much patience.
所以钓鱼啊，有三个基本的要素，三个基本的点是非常重要的。
Now when you fish, there are three very important things.
那一面来讲跟钩跟鱼都有关系跟钩跟 线都有关系。
Now, one thing is, it has to do with the hook and the line.
这个方法还有关系。
This has to do with the method.
用什么话？
What,
你应该认识对方什么样的人。
You have to know what kind of person.
但是我们这个人也很重要。
But we ourselves are very
important. 如果我们没有接受十字架的工作
，If we haven't gone through the work of the cross,
那我们这个人不知不觉让人看中我们。
Then inevitably we will project ourselves.
那结果就辩论起来了。
Then we start arguing.
传福音最糟糕的就是和朋友辩论起来。
The worst part about preaching the gospel is when you get into debate.
每一次你一辩论就是把对方赶走的。
Whenever you debate, that's when you scare people away.
你越谦卑，对方越容易被吸引住。
The more you're humble, the more the other person will be attracted.
所以就是传福音这个灵非常重要。
So when you preach the gospel, your spirit is very important.
你讲的每句话都对。
Every word that you say might be right.
你的逻辑完全正确。
Your logic might be correct.
他就是不得救。
Then you will be saved.
所以就是这个人非常重要。
This person is very important.
因为现在你的对面是个活的，你要钓鱼，你要鱼上钩，那个鱼是活的。它是活，它看见什么的，可以跑掉的。而且我们知道，很容易就被我们吓走的。你看见许多朋友不得救，都是被我们这种吓走的。这首先我们在主面前需要接受十字架功课才可以。
We must go through the work of the cross.
那在我们这一边
Now, on our side,
你看第一这个人必须要有忍耐
We must be patient.
对人要有忍耐
We have to be patient with men.
对人的忍耐乃是你对于人价值的估计
Now, your patience with a person has to do with your valuation of them.
你如果钓鱼的话
Now, if you want to fish,
你能够成功
If you are to succeed,
和你对这个鱼的价值很有关系。
Has to do with your valuation of that fish.
就是如果我们能看人的价值像神看人的价值一样。
Now, if we evaluate people like God evaluates them,
那么你看见说你就需要有许多的忍耐。
Then you see you need much patience.
特别做父母的。
Especially parents.
要养育他们的儿女长大。
When they raise their kids,
儿女有自己的意识。
Their children have their own desires.
有自己的意识。
Have their own desires.
特别他们长大的时候。
Especially when they grow up.
你需要有更多的忍耐。
Now you have to have much greater patience.
然后儿女才能够在你的帮助之下长大。
Then your children can be raised with your help.
所以我们的第一就是需要有忍耐
First, you must have patience.
第二必须要有执着才可以
Second, you must have
perseverance.
A perseverance
那这个执着就是告诉我们说你怎么样你都不肯放弃
Perseverance means that you do not give up in any
circumstance 你天天在主面前祷告
You pray every day before the Lord
这个灵魂你是要定了
This soul you want it
怎么样主非救他不可
The Lord has to save him
那个执着你不肯放弃
That perseverance is something you won't let go
虽然许多时候没有结果不要紧
Even though oftentimes there aren't results It doesn't matter
你从来不放弃
You never give up
给你脸色不要紧
If he gives you a bad taste, you continue.
你还是为他祷告
You still pray for him.
如果真的这样执着的话
And if you persevere,
你看这个就是钓鱼的时候应该要有的
Now this is something you must have when you fish.
还有就是要谨慎
Now the third is you have to be cautious.
谨慎就是要从主那里得着的智慧
Now you have to be cautious in the sense that you have to receive wisdom from
the Lord. 这个时候我们需要来到主面前
We must come before the Lord.
求主在各方面来指教我们
That the Lord may teach us in all ways.
那我们的主知道怎么样做人
Now, our Lord knows how to fish men.
我们的主知道怎样做人海的鱼。
Our Lord knows how to be a fisher of men.
在他一生里面，他的确得着了153条大鱼。
In his life, indeed, he gathered for himself 153.
那这153条大鱼都记载在圣经里。
Now, this 153 large fish was recorded in the Bible.
那么现在我们来读这个153个人的故事。
Now, let's see, well, we study the story of these 153.
我们要问到底是谁怎么得救的？
We want to ask how were these people saved?
你看见吗？主在地上三年半之久就得住这几个人
153的大鱼 Our Lord was only on this earth three and a half years and he gained his 153
那这是圣灵特别让我们知道的
Now these are the ones that the Holy Spirit led us
像那五千人里面有多少人我们不知道
Now among the 5,000 how many were saved
还有圣经没有记载的我们也不知道
There are others that the Bible has not recorded
但是圣灵为了帮助我们
Now for the sake of helping us
你看如果你把一个 一个 case 都把它注意读看的话，你把它整理过了以后，刚好是153个人。所以弟兄姊妹，你们回去可以再读读看。那么上次也许有人没有得到这个奖励，如果你愿意补的话，那请你下次要来。
If you want it, you have to come next time.
那下次不来就没有了，因为下次来我们可以补给你。
If you come next time, we'll give it to you.
所以我们请张军注意一下，我们下一周带几份来。
Brother Abby will take care of that.
那么这个我们除了这个之外呢，还有一个这样的图也给弟兄姊妹看一下。
We also have a picture like that.
因为上一次我们说153是个三角的数字。
Now we know that 153 is a triangular number.
那我想我们不再去说它。
We will not speak about.
那要紧的就是我们要来看我们的主怎么得着这一。
The important thing is how did our Lord gain these 153
people? 那么弟兄姊妹，我们所有的聚会都在主的榜样里。
All our wisdom lies in the example of our Lord.
你看我们的主怎么对待尼哥底母？
Now you see how our Lord treated Nicodemus.
怎样他能够拯救撒玛利亚妇人？
How did he save the Samaritan woman?
我们说过，连时间都没有错。
Even the timing was not
wrong. 你时间都不能调过来。
The timing cannot be set.
你看见他对尼哥底母就是白天。
And so Nicodemus was.
是晚上。那么他对于这个撒玛利亚妇人就是中午的时候。
To the Samaritan he preached during noontime.
你看这个不能调过来的。我们传福音不错。但是我们千万不能给人 evil appearance。所以弟兄姊妹，连这个我们都需要蒙主保守的。所以因此这个缘故，到底我们要怎样做？我们要伏在神权柄底下，让主来引导我们。所以我们说过，主也遇见了好几个瞎子。但是瞎子和瞎子又不同。所以对这个瞎子主这样医治。对另外一个瞎子主另外一个医治。所以结果是他们都得着医治。所以就是我们要问。
So we want to ask a question.
到底我们的主是怎样的得着他们？
How did our Lord gain them?
那这个就是我们一个非常好的榜样。
Now this will serve as an example to us.
我们就可以从这里找到一些非常重要的一些原则。
So we can here see many important principles.
那么这样呢，我们就可以从主面前得着智慧。
So this way we can receive wisdom from
the Lord. 所以我想我们大概的一个一个的看它。
So we'll、
有的地方我们要看得快一点，有的地方我们要稍微停一下。我盼望弟兄姊妹，我们回去以后应该把这个153个人好好的读过。
So if we go back, we should read about these 153.
然后我们看见我们的主怎样一个一个的帮助他们。
Then we'll see how the Lord helped them individually.
那第一个很明显的就是长大麻风的。
The first one is obviously the leper.
你记得马太福音第八章第二节。
Remember in Matthew chapter 8 verse 2.
在山上教训以后。
Now after the sermon on the mount.
你知道，然后主立刻就行了十个神迹。
Then our Lord performed 10 miracles.
那这个是。这个神迹的第一个就是他碰见了一个长大麻风的。
Now the first among the ten was when the Lord met the leper.
那么这个长大麻风的呢，来拜他说：“主若肯，必能够叫我洁净。”
And the leper came to him and bowed down to him, saying, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean."
耶稣伸手摸他说：“我肯，你洁净了吧。”他的大麻风立刻就洁净了。
And he stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I am willing, be cleansed." And immediately the leper was cleansed.
在我们认识的许多人中间，
Among those that we know,
你会碰见有一些人，
you will meet some people.
你其实不需要对他讲什么，
you don't have to say much to them.
他来，他只要见到一个基督徒。
He just has to come and meet a person.
他里面已经有他认他知道他自己的情绪。
He knows his condition.
这个人是个大麻风的。
This person is a leper.
他从头顶到脚尖没有一块是好的。
from the top to bottom, this person is not good in him.
而且你知道他出来的时候，他一定要说我不洁净了，我不洁净了。
He must say, I am unclean, I am unclean.
他不只觉得他自己是个罪人。
He doesn't only not only know that he is a sinner.
他也知道全世界人知道他是罪人。
He also knows that the whole world knows he is a sinner.
所以就是许多时候我们会碰到这样的人。
So oftentimes we'll meet such people.
当你碰到这样的人的时候，
你
怎么样帮助他呢？
How are you going to help this person?
那我们要知道说这样的人是人躲开唯恐不及的。
Now you know that such a person is those that people want to stay away from them.
现在他来到主面前。
Now he comes before the Lord.
就证明说他里面要帮助。
He proves that he wants help from the
Lord. 你知道有许多要自杀的人。
Now you know many people don't want to commit suicide.
其实在他的深处已经好几次发出求救的信号，但周围的人听不见。
On the inside, he has already cried out for help many times, but no one heard him.
在世界上有许许多，他里面有很深处的需要。
And many people on this world, they have a deep need within them.
他犯罪已经犯到厌烦的地步。
They have sinned to such a point that they're sick of it.
他犯罪历史他自己知道的最清楚，连他妻子都不知道。
Now when the history of his sinning is only he knows, not even his wife.
他自己知道他光罪，他犯罪的光就像长大麻风一样。
He knows that the condition of his sinning is just like that leper.
有的人不知道就是了。
Some people don't know.
但是犯罪的人清楚的很。
But that person knows.
他表面上很刚强。
On the outer appearance, he's very strong.
他还可以告诉你说为什么这些事不能做。
He can tell you why you shouldn't do
this. 我只要不影响别人就可以做这些事情。
I just don't have to affect anyone.
可以做这些事
情。As long as I don't hurt others, I can do this. He knows himself that
he's capable. 他自己知道他立志行善，由得我行善，由不得我。
He knows that to do what he wants to do, he always does what he doesn't want to do.
所以许多人来到主面前已经是这种情形的。
So many people when they come before the Lord, they're already that.
所以就是你不要看他外面穿的西装革履，好像很像样子。
So don't look at him as he's in a suit and he's very
civilized. 如果你是有眼光的话，
you have spiritual eyesight.
你说这个人是个长大麻风的。
You know that this person is a leper.
这个人已经是到了一个地步，他在那里求救的。
This person has reached a point that he's crying out for help.
是这点非常重要。
So this is very important.
我们的感觉必须敏锐才可以。
Our feeling with him must be very sharp.
所以你每次见到一个人的时候，
so when you meet a person,
你立刻就要回到深处。
You have to go back to your depth.
你立刻就要用那个热线和我们的主有交通。那这个时候呢，你就能够用，因为你这个人在深处的缘故，你就能够听见他所没有说出的话。他表面可以很刚强，他其实里面根本已经倒了。他巴不得人人都能救他一把。
He hopes that someone will save him.
让我们记得，像这样的人不知道有多少。
Such a person is so many of them.
有一个危险。
There's a danger.
许多时候我们碰到这个人的时候，
sometimes when we speak to the
person, 我们跟他讲了一大堆的道理。
We have teach many things to him.
结果我们反而把他赶走了。
So then we scare them away.
所以这一点我们一定要记得。
So we have to remember.
我们的主遇见了长大麻风。
Our Lord met that leper.
结果我们的主说，我肯，你就进了。
The Lord said, I am willing, be cleansed.
你看见了。
The Lord always says, I am willing.
这个大麻风所以能够得洁净。
This leper, because he could be cleansed.
你知道许多人所以蒙了得救。
Many people are saved.
就在这个时候不在乎你说什么。
It doesn't matter what you say.
这个时候我们的主说我肯。
Our Lord said, I am willing.
他不光是我肯，很简单几句话。
He not only said, I am willing.
但是呢，他伸手摸那个大麻风。
He also went over and touched him.
弟兄姊妹，没有人敢摸大麻风。
No one dares touch a
big one. 大麻风，大家躲避唯恐来不及。
Everyone wants to shy away from lepers.
但是我们的主却亲近他。
But our Lord came and touched
him. 愿意做他的朋友。
Willing to be his friend.
好看。
He is willing.
你看见吗？让我们记得，我们的主做人的救主之前，他是做人的朋友。
Before our Lord became a savior, he became our friend.
我们传福音也是这样。你不能光传福音。
You cannot just preach the
gospel. 你传福音以前，你必须做对方的朋友。
Before you preach the gospel, you have to become their friend.
你能进到他的感觉里面。
You can enter into their feelings.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见我们的主伸手一摸，
你知道了，
我肯。 经洁净了吧？大麻风立刻就洁净
了。
所以弟兄姊妹，这一次如果我们的主没有洁净他的
话，
我们的主也被污秽了。
Our Lord will also be
polluted. 为什么？
Why?
因为这个大麻风会传染的。
Because this leprosy is contagious.
所以他非得救不可。
He has to be saved.
他非这个，他如果不得救的话，
if he is not saved,
你看，连我们主也被传染了。
Then our Lord becomes polluted.
所以在这里很清楚。
So it is very important.
你看见当我们主遇见大麻风的时候，
when our Lord met the leper,
没有太多的话。
Not many words.
他的话很简单。
Very simple words.
很简单很简单的话
very, very
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord.
对方就得救了对方就蒙恩了你看见长大麻风的就得救了、
so、then the leper was cleansed.
所以这个特别给我们看有许多罪人
This shows us that many sinners,
他全身都是漏洞
they're full of holes.
你不必再证明有罪给他听
you don't have to prove to him that he's a sinner.
尤其你不要告诉他你是罪人
you shouldn't tell him you're a sinner.
就是你只要你在这个时候就是在你身上主会给你一种很简单的肢体的语言。
Now the Lord will give you some physical body language.
那结果对方感觉到的是爱。
Then that person will feel the love.
意思就是说，如果我们不是两个一同灭亡，就是我们两个一同拯救。
In other words, if we either perish together or we'll be saved together.
这里一个人是关心我。
Someone who cares for me.
是愿意和我一个命运。
Willing to have the same destiny as me.
我们两个若不一同得救，就是两个一同灭亡。
If we are not saved together, we will perish together.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们给对方有这样的感觉
，If we give the person that feeling.
看他非得救不
可，
所以这是这条鱼乃是153条里面。实在不容易。现在我们所接触的人，这样的人还是非常非常多的。表面上我们看不见，其实很多人只要能来到我们面前。他本身来到你面前就是发出 SOS 的记号信号这个时候如果有人能拉他一把他就没得救有许多人来到新福音的根本准备自杀的好几次有的人说我参加福音完了以后我就这样就接受一生的
many people say after I attended the gospel meeting I was growing
So at this time, we have to be very sensitive. 这样的鱼，你要怎样
帮
助它？ How are you going to help such a fish?
那
个鱼儿一定要合乎它的味道才可以。
Now that bait has to be just right for that person.
所以这个就是长大麻风里面的一个。
So this is
the lesser. 那么第二个就是这个百夫长和他患病的仆人。
The other one was the centurion and the servant.
你知道这个患他来的这个患这个百夫长来到主面前呢
Now when the centurion came before the Lord,
他说我的仆人还瘫痪病躺在家里很是痛苦
He said, Lord, my servant is lying paralyzed at home suffering greatly.
耶稣说我去医治他
And he said to him, I'll come and heal him.
然后他说主啊你到舍下我不敢当只要你这句话我的仆人就必好了
But the centurion said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed.
所以弟兄姊妹你还会相信
Sisters,
有一般人来到你面前
Those that come before you,
因为他在别的地方已经听过福音了
because he has heard the gospel somewhere else.
他对于福音多少有点认识
he has some knowledge of the gospel.
他也慢慢的真的有信心了
Now he does have faith in these.
所以当你真的碰到这样的人的时候
When you have met such a person,
你千万不要再从福音的最基本再开始讲起
Don't start from the beginning of the gospel.
你知道在这个时候我们的主不是从最简单的再开始讲起没有我们的主说你回去吧
He said, Return.
照你的信心给你成全了
He said, Be it done to you according to your faith.
所以我们要知道对这样的人是坚固他的信心
For this person, you reassure his faith.
你要把主的话给他
You have to give him the word of God.
你已经听了他祷告了
The Lord already answered his prayer.
所以我们要知道我们碰见的人有的像长大麻风一样
So we know that some people that we meet are just like lepers.
有的像百夫长，我们的主说，在以色列人中间，我也没有见到信心这么大的。
Some are like centurions, where the Lord says, even among the house of Israel, I haven't seen.
那这个时候怎么办呢？ 这个时候需要一句重组来的话。
Now you must have a word from the Lord.
你回去把照着你的信心给你成全。
He said you return and it'll be done according to your faith.
所以这个人不光是得救的。
Now this person is not only saved.
因着神的话，他的得救能变成稳固。
Now because of the word of God, his salvation can be secure.
那有的人就再也不摇动了。
So then they'll never be shaken again.
否则的话，有的人他老早在已经信了。
So if, the, if some people, they're already saved.
他在很多的场合里面就已经预备他。
The Lord already prepared in many ways.
结果呢，到了有一天，
then one day,
他已经准备好了。
He's already prepared.
所以你遇见他的时候，
when you meet him,
可能实在说来，他已经在门口了。
In other words, he's already at the door.
你只要帮助他口里承认，心里相信就可以。那么这个时候呢，你说你回去吧，照你的信心给你成全。
He said, "Return and let it be done according to your belief."
你看我们的主没有讲太多的道理。
Our Lord didn't preach much to him.
许多时候我们道理讲的太多了。
Many times we speak too much.
我们是想用逻辑来征服人。
We try to use our logic to conquer.
其实我们每次见到一个人的时候。
In actuality, each time you meet a person,
我们要认识这个人，
他的
需要到底在什么？
What is the need of this person?
所以弟兄姊妹，这是非常非常重要的。
This is very, very important.
你和他讲几句话，
you just have to speak a few
你和他寒暄几句，
just talk to him.
这些话不过是让你更认识他的。
These words are just for you to know them better.
等到你知道他的病在哪里，
After you know where the disease was,
你就要开始对症下药了。
Then you have to start them.
有的人根本已经在门口了。
Some people already at the door.
有的人根本已经得救了。
Some already saved.
那这个时候呢，你不要再去从最简单，反而把他这个头脑变大了。
So don't start from the beginning. You actually make his head bigger.
所以反而呢，本来他没有问题，又变有问题了。
They had no problem. Now they created new problems.
所以从百夫长这个例子来看，
Now from the centurion we can
see. 你找的这许多时候就是一句简单的话。
Sometimes it's just one simple word.
就是叫他的信心更坚定。
And their faith will be strong.
就好像现在呢，这个现在是本来是泥土，现在变成水泥了。
Just like before, it was just dust or mud, and then now it became cement.
然后第三个例子就是彼得岳母的例子。
Now the third example. Matthew's recorder, he touched her hand and the fever left her.
那么这个是马太的记载。
Now this is the recording in the book of Mark.
所以马太呢讲我们的主是王。
Because Matthew speaks of our Lord as the
king. 所以只要我们的主神圣的一摸，问题就解决了。
So our Lord just needs to touch them and the problem be.
但是马可呢讲主耶稣是神的仆人。
But Mark speaks of our Lord as the servant.
那我们每次传福音，我们都站在仆人的地位上。
Now every time we preach the gospel, we always stand on the ground.
我们要救人的。
We have to save people.
所以在马可福音讲到这个岳母怎么得到医治非常有意思。
So in Mark, the recording of how the mother-in-law was healed,
耶稣近前拉着她的手，扶起她来，扶她起来，热就退，她就服侍他们。第一章第三十一节。
It says, and he came to her and raised her up.Taking her by the hand, and the fever left her, and she awaited on them. Verse
30. 你如果仔细的看马可福音的记载，
If you read in Matthew 1,
马可福音的记载非常细腻的。
Mark is very, very detailed.
在他的 Gospel, 在他福音书里，他记载非常的详细。
In his Gospel, he's very detailed.
马太没有记载，他都记载的。
Those things that Matthew did not record, Mark records.
特别那些很小的动作。
Especially the little acts and little movements.
但是那小的动作做呢是非常重大的关键。
But actually, the little movements are very strong, a very important thing.
你知道这个岳母是还有热病。
Now you know that this mother-in-law had a fever.
结果耶稣近前拉住她的手，扶起她来，扶她起来，热就退了。
He came to her and raised her up, and then the fever left her.
传福音啊，什么方法都可以用。
Now, when you preach the gospel, you can use any method.
许多时候我们太 gentleman, 太绅士了。
Oftentimes we are too gentleman-like.
你太文化气息太重了。
You're too civilized.
但是不要忘记。
Let us not forget.
许多时候你需要拉一把。
Sometimes you have to pull them up.
你稍微拉一把，这个人就从地狱就拉到天堂去了。
You just pull a little bit and you pull them out of hell into heaven.
许多时候你这么拉一下，他的热根本就退了。
So you just have to pull them a little bit and then the fever will go.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要学习一件事。
So brothers and sisters, we have to learn it.
你看见吗？像彼得的岳母。
Now someone like Peter's mother.
你看圣经告诉我们说，他拉着他的扶他起来，热就睡了。
It says he raised her up.And then the people left it.
那么弟兄姊妹需要扶他一把。
Now you have to hold them up.
特别是许多人要相信主的时候。
Especially when some people are just about to
return. 你如果注意他的话。
If you look at them carefully.
你看他有点紧张。
Then you see they're a little bit.
你看他脸有一点很红。
Their face is a little red.
那么弟兄姊妹，如果你感觉敏锐的话。
Now if you're sensitive.
你知道，也许他听见声音，他在里面有很大的挣扎。
Now maybe he has a strong struggle within.
这个时候呢，你需要拉他一把。
You have to uphold him.
那非常非常重要的。
It's very important.
我的大儿子。
My eldest son.
他很年轻的时候，很小，他在有一次，大概我记得不错，他几岁的时候，他在学校里面有一个福音的聚会。
When he was very young, there was a gospel meeting at his school.
那么，然后呢，这个传福音的时候。
Now when someone was preaching the gospel.
那么就传福音的就说，凡愿意相信耶稣的，请你举手。
Now, the person preaching said, those that are willing to receive the Lord Jesus, raise your hand.
他受了感动了。
Now, he was touched.
他说我就举举手吧。
He said, I'll raise my hand.
然后没有想到这个传道人得重病死啊。
Now, he didn't imagine that this preacher,
得寸，他得了寸又进死，他拿到一寸就走了一寸，他得，
he not only, He was going to take advantage of the situation.
那么你知道很多的这个传道人呢、啊，他都是先向你举举手，你就举手没什么关系，举举手。
Now, some people just say you raise your hand, you know, that's nothing.
然后呢，他说凡是举起来的，会后散会以后啊，到前面来。
Now he said, those that raise their hand will come up to the front after the meeting.
他没有想到这个，如果你老早告诉他，可能就不举手了。
He didn't know that, you know, if he told him earlier, he probably wouldn't raise his hand.
这个就是个高压式的传福音。
Now this is high pressure gospel.
那么有的人呢，就这么一举了以后啊，他手是举了，但是他不要到前面去。
Some people after they raise their hand, they don't want to go to the front.
所以他想我赶快溜走。
He said, oh, okay, I better run away.
正在要溜走的时候啊。
Why when he's gonna run away?
这个旁边是小女生。
Now next to him there was this little girl.
他说你刚才不是举手了吗？
He said, didn't you raise your hand?
你怎么不到前面去呢？
Why don't you go to the front?
然后他就要跑不掉了。
He said, thank the Lord, he couldn't.
所以他就到前面去。
So he went to the front.
就跟着救了。
Then he
saved. 所以弟兄我们要注意的。
So brothers, we have to pay.
许多人圣灵做工，他快得救了。
Oftentimes the Lord, the Spirit doesn't work, they're almost saved.
甚至有一个儿子为了骗他的妈妈。
There was this one brother who actually tricked his mom.
因为他的妈妈希望他得救。
Oh, because his mom wanted to, for her.
现在大家要表示的，他妈妈也一直看他。
Oh, okay. Her mom wanted this person to be saved, so she kept on staring at him when they.
他知道妈妈要他信主的。
Now he knew that his mom wanted to be saved.
他说算了，我就干脆装作我喜欢，我就站起来好了。
He said, I'll just pretend, I'll just stand.
我就讨妈妈的喜欢。
I'll just please her.
就明白，妈妈用眼睛拉他一把。
So then the mom used the eyes staring at him.
所以他看到那个眼睛，他就好，我就敷衍他一下，我就站起来好了。
He said, I'll just please her, I'll stand up.
他站起来已经是假的。
Before he stood up, it was fake.
他站起来也变成真的了。
Now after he stood up, it became real.
这个人得救了。
When that person was saved.
所以就是你不知道圣灵怎样做工的。
You don't know how the Holy Spirit works.
因为风吹就一直吹。
And because the wind blows where it wishes.
圣灵在这个人身上这样做，在那个人身上做。
The Holy Spirit doesn't work this way on this person or another way.
迟早有一天你要明白一个真理。
One day you'll understand the truth.
没有一个人得救是因为我们传福音把他明明白白白传得救的。
No one is saved because we have completely preached everything there is to do.
许多人刚刚得救那一刹那都是糊里糊涂的，那么深奥。
Many people when they're saved they don't have a clue.
慢慢后来才清楚的。
Slowly they became
saved. 所以就是你看见吗？圣灵做工的时候你要跟着圣灵。
When the Holy Spirit does the work, you have to follow.
你说拉他一把，你就得拉他一把。
He said to pull him up.
哎，你说不行，你说不行，我这个人太文化了。
He said no, I can't do that.
我这个人向来不勉强，我儿子不勉强，怎么勉强他
？I never force anybody. I don't even force my son.
但是那一次，如果你圣灵顺服圣灵的感动的话
，But at that time you follow the will, the leading of the Spirit.
这个人就得救。所以弟兄们，简单的来说，要跟随圣灵的引导。你随时随地要在一个备战的状态，被随时要警觉，非常警觉才行。这样的话，你才能够知道圣灵要做什么。实在说来，弟兄姊妹，每一个得救的果都是圣灵结的。
Every fruit of the, from the gospel is by the Spirit.
所以我们绝对的责任就是要顺着圣灵往前走。然后呢，就两个被鬼附的。
Then there were two possessive demons.
这个两个被鬼附的，你知道是有四个人呢，抬着个摊子，把一个屋顶把它掀开了。
Now you know there was that paralytic who was lowered from the roof.
可怜的彼得，这是他的房子。
Now poor Peter, that was his home.
那么你知道，因为我们主就在彼得房间里面了，人关挤不进，都挤得不得了。
Now because Paul, the Lord Jesus was in his house and people were trying to squeeze in.
所以你看见吗？这个人，结果四个人呢，就把一个摊子就从屋顶上掉下来。
So four people lowered the paralytic from the roof.
那么结果呢？我们的主就医治了那个瘫子。
So then the Lord healed that paralytic.
那弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
你知道说这个人来啊，是希望瘫子能够得到医治。
Now this person when he came, he hoped that the paralytic would be healed.
那个动机是非常明显的。
Now it was very obvious that that was.
因为他知道我们的主能医治他。
Because he knew that he could be healed by.
能叫他起来行走。
That will cause them to be able to walk.
所以呢，这个时候呢，这个圣经说，耶稣见他们的信心，就对小孩还摊子说：“小子，放心吧，你的罪得赦了。”
And it says, and Jesus seeing their faith, said to the paralytic, "Take courage, my son, your sins are forgiven."
那弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
在这里非常重要。
It is very important here.
我们的主可以说你起来行走。
Our Lord can say, "Stand up and walk."
但是我们的主知道，更重要的是说你的罪得赦了。
Even more importantly, that his sins would be forgiven.
Because the physical situation
is just temporary.
罪有没有绝对赦免是永远的问题。
Because the problem of sin is an eternal thing.
你知道这个人病叫做有一天还是要躺在坟墓里面的。
Even though this person could be healed right now, one day he would be lying in his tomb.
医生只能医病，医生从来不能医命。
Life.
所以我们要知道说，主才是生命的源头。虽然来的人他不知道，他虽然他来，他希望病得到医治。
Even though he came hoping that his sickness would be healed,
他是个瘫子
he's a paralytic.
他现在知道有一个人能医治他的病
Now he knew someone could heal him.
但是弟兄
们 But brothers and
sisters, 虽然他不明白
Even though he could not understand,
但是我们的主明白
But our Lord understood.
我们的主知道说要医治他的瘫子这个病
Our Lord understood that in order to heal the paralytic,
你必须回到根才可以
You must return back to the root.
这个人为什么生病
Why was this person sick?
他为什么变成瘫子
Why did this person get paralytic?
因为病罪叫他生病。
Because sin causes person to be.
你知道有许多病是从罪来的。
Many sicknesses come from sin.
那么这个人很清楚，很清楚。
Obviously, very, very clear.
他如果光是这个病得到医治，你没有解决他的问题。
If this person was healed, you haven't solved his problem.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们的主看见这个瘫子的时候
，So when our Lord saw this paralytic,
我们主立刻知道说。这个根原来是在罪的上面。现在你要说病的叫你起来行走呢，还是说你的罪得到赦免？他的小子，放心吧，你的罪得到赦免。所以弟兄姊妹，虽然是简单的一句话，立刻就把这个瘫子从这个普通的身体的病，立刻就转到救恩的身上。
It caused this person from a physical sickness and healed and into salvation.
因为我们知道，人所有病
Because we know men are sick, become sick.
白的人会死。
Then men will die.
这都是因为罪的缘故。
Because of sin.
所以如果罪的问题没有解决，
the problem of sin is not resolved.
我们病就是得到医治了。
Even though our sickness can be healed.
这个不是最终的。
This is not the ultimate.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
今天如果一个人没有得救的话，
if today someone is not saved.
虽然他在身体上是有些软弱，他也参加一些所谓神医的聚会，他的希望是希望你们能够叫他的病得医治。
第
二是呢，他的病也可以得到医治，如果我们为他祷告的话。但是不要忘记，从我们的角度来看，最重要的是他的灵魂。如果你要看见说你这个背后有一个属灵的原因和这个病连在一起，你不光要跟他起来行走，你更要你让他明白他需要救恩，他的罪需要得到赦免。所以主说你的罪赦免，很简单来说，你所以得的这个病，是因为你犯罪。现在如果神说你的罪得到赦免了，你的病就得到医治了。所以弟兄姊妹，这就是我们传福音的时候，你我要求主给我们句简单的话，能够把福音说得很清楚。你看瘫子能够连到罪，这是一针见血的。世界上人看见他是个瘫子，我们的主看见他是个罪人。所以表面上他来看好像应该说你起来行走吧，不，他的罪解决了，他这个人就起来了。
No, his sins are forgiven, that's why he could stand up.
所以你看这是主怎样的帮助他。
So that is how the Lord helped us.
所以许多时候我们也是这样。
So oftentimes we are like
that. 我们需要求主给我们恩典。
We should ask that the Lord may give us grace.
表面上人有一种的需要。
On the outer appearance, people have a need.
但如果你认识神的话，
But if you know the Lord,
你知道那个需要背后和整个人类堕落发生关系。
You know that that need comes from the fall of man.
结果你有几句简单的话，那几句话就叫一个人就蒙恩得救了。所以我想这是非常非常重要的。那么接着呢，就是例子呢，就是管会堂和他的女儿。那么我们都知道这个管会堂呢，他女儿其实是死了。他说我的女儿刚才死，求你去安守在她身上，她就必活
了。
这实在是有信心的。
Now, this person indeed has faith.
你看你这个管会堂的是犹太人。
Now, this synagogue official, he's a Jew.
那我们知道说他相信我们的主能够医治他，能够叫死人从死里死人复活。
He has faith that the Lord could raise the people from the dead.
然后呢，我们圣经告诉我们说我们的主是拉着那个闺女的手，闺女便起来了。
And our Lord,
拉着闺女的手，马太福音29:25-26。
When the crowd had been put out, he entered and took her by the hand, and the girl arose.
所以你看，又是拉着闺女的手。
Took her by the hand.
就好像我们的主拉着岳母，拉着彼得的岳母一样。
Just like how he pulled up the mother-in-law.
不过这一次呢，这个人是死人。
This time, this person was dead.
许多时候，我们能碰见一个人，完全一点感觉都没有。
Sometimes you can touch somebody who doesn't have any feeling.
你看见吗？对于福音，对于一切，一点的感觉都没有。
They had no feelings whatsoever for the gospel.
就好像这个死了的闺女一样。
Just like this dead daughter.
那就在这种情形底下。
Now in these circumstances,
圣灵需要给我们智慧。
The Holy Spirit must give us wisdom.
我们相信圣灵的工作。
We believe in the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们不过是把他拉起来。结果呢，是圣灵能够叫他转变。所以你看，这又是一个很重要的例子。那么还有下面一个，就是患血漏的妇人。那么大家都知道，患血漏的妇人呢，她在花尽了所有钱，所有的医生都看过了。
Now you know that this woman with issue of blood has seen many doctors.
那么结果呢？她这个她在挤在人群的中间。
Now she was amongst the multitude.
其实那个时候我们的主需要往广会堂的女儿家里去。
Now our Lord was on the way to the disciples' house.
但是就在路途中，大家拥挤主耶稣的时候。
But on the way, people were crowding the Lord.
我们知道那个血漏的妇人呢，就摸主耶稣的衣穗。
And then the woman came up behind him and
她心里说，我如果只要摸他的衣裳，我就必痊愈。
But she said, if I only touch his garment, I shall get well.
结果你知道，主耶稣觉得有能力出去。
Now the Lord felt a power going out from him.
他要找这个人。
He wanted to look for this woman.
结果那个血漏的妇人害怕。
But this woman was afraid.
她以为她做错了什么事。
She thought that she did something wrong.
结果主耶稣转过来看见她。
But Jesus turning and seeing her said,
就说女儿
daughter,
放心
take courage,
你的信救了你。
Your faith has made you.
她本来不放心。
And before, she would did not take courage.
现在你可以放心。
He said, now you can take courage.
弟兄姊妹，当你看见一个人满了信心的时候，
when you see someone full of faith,
他说信的时候，
when they believe,
那现在我们就要有几句话。
Now we must have a few words,
叫他能够放心。
So that we will allow them to take courage.
你看我们的主就是很简单的一句话。
Our Lord had a simple word.
女儿放心，你的信救了你。
Daughter, take courage. Your faith has made you.
从那时候，女人就痊愈了。
And at once, the woman was made well.
所以就是你看不同的人。
So brothers, this is different people.
我们的主就知道怎样的不同的帮助他们。
Our Lord knows how to help them different ways.
然后呢，两个瞎子。
Then there were the two blind men.
那么我们看见这个两个瞎子呢，这两个瞎子呢，就喊叫说：“大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。”
And they said, these two blind men, they said, Son of David, have mercy on us.
然后耶稣就进了房子。
And then the Lord entered the house.
那么瞎子也就跟着进来了。
And then the blind men came and entered the house.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
So you see, brothers and sisters,
你看见特别当这个瞎子有需要的时候。
When these blind men have a need,
我们的主就进了房子。
The Lord entered the house.
他们也进了房子。
The man blind man came.
所以现在我们的主知道他们是真的要。
Now that the Lord knew that they really wanted it.
所以耶稣说：“你们信我能做什么呢？”
And the Lord said, "Do you believe that I am?"
他们说：“主啊，我们信。”
And they said to him, "Yes, Lord."
然后耶稣就摸他们的眼睛，照着他们，照着你们的信，给你们成全了吧。
Then he touched their eyes, saying, "Be it done to you according to your faith."
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这些人都是有信的。
Now these people all have faith.
你看见那个血漏的妇人要摸主耶稣的衣裳。
Now that woman with issue of blood wanted to touch the cloak.
这两个瞎子一直跟到房子里面去。
Now the blind man followed the Lord into the house.
因为他们有信心。
Because they had faith.
那这个时候呢，主就成全了他们。
Now at this time the Lord honored their desire.
那这一次呢，主是摸他们的眼睛。
Now this time the Lord touched their eyes.
说照着你们的信给你们成全。
And said, "Be it done according to your faith."
所以这些人。他们所以得救
yeah, these people are saved
都是因着信的缘故
because of faith.
我想这是另外的一个例子
this is another example.
那除了这两个瞎子带下去呢就是一个哑巴
Now, after these two blind men, then there was the dumb man.
这个哑巴是被鬼附的
Now, this dumb man, he was possessed demon.
所以我们的主呢就把鬼赶出去
Then the Lord cast out the demon.
那许多时候我们常常也要学习这个功课
Now, oftentimes we have to learn this lesson.
因为有的时候你看见你和一个人对话的时候
You see that sometimes when you speak to a person,
那你灵的深处能够知道这个人不是简单的人。
You know in the depth of your heart that this person is not a
simple person. 你听他讲些亵渎的话。
You hear them speaking evil things.
然后你听他亵渎 blasphemy.
Blasphemous.
你听见他讲一些话不是他讲的。
Now, some words aren't from him.
所以这个时候呢。
At this time,
我们要学习赶鬼的工作。
We have to learn the work of casting out.
那就是奉耶稣基督的名。
And then to cast out in the name of.
因为弟兄胜过他，乃因着羔羊的血。
Because the brethren overcame because of the blood of the lamb.
所以这个是非常非常重要的。
So this is very important.
那么在福建呢，有一次。
In 福建 there was one.
有一个鬼屋啊，就是厦门附近有个鬼屋。
Now there was a house full of demons.
那很多人进去的时候，它里面有一个声音，这个鬼会讲话的。
Many times when they went into this house, this demon would speak.
那么很多人要去赶鬼。
Now And many people wanted to go in and cast out those demons.
但这个鬼怎么赶也赶不出去。
Now you cannot cast them out.
因为当他们在那里要赶鬼的时候，那个鬼就讲话了。
Because when they wanted to cast them out, the demon would speak.
他说不可，他问他说，你是神的儿子吗？
They said, "Are you the son of God?"
他说不可试探主你的神。
He said, "You cannot."
不可试探主你的神，对。对，他说不可试探主。
He said, "You can."
不可试探主你的神，主耶稣受试探的是不是？不可试探主你的神。
Oh, you cannot put your God to the test.
Yeah, 那在这种情形底下呢，那么他们弟兄都傻住了，不知道怎么办。
When they cast the demon, the demon said this, and so they were confused. The brethren were confused of what to do.
所以他们有人就写信给倪弟兄。
So somebody wrote Brother Ni.
那这个鬼怎么赶法呢
？So how do you cast out the demon?
那个倪弟兄就告诉他们说。
Then Brother Ni said to him.
你就问他说。你是就说是，不是就说不是。
Say if you are the son of God, then say yes. If not, then say no.
如果多说就出于那恶者。
If he said more than that, that means it's from the evil.
你看这是主说的嘛？是就是，不是就是不是嘛？
This is what the Lord said. He said, "Let your yes be yes and no."
所以后来他们问他，你是还是不是
？And then they said, "You are or are you not?"
那个人就不能说了。鬼就不能说，后来鬼就被赶出去了。
So then the demon was cast out.
所以我们要懂这些属灵界的事。
So we have to understand some things of the spiritual.
有的人从表面上来看是生理上的疾病。
Some people, it appears as if they have physical sickness.
那其实是和仇敌发生关系。
But actually, it could be connected with the enemy.
所以有的时候需要做赶鬼的工作。
So sometimes you have to perform the work of casting.
不过很重要的就是在前线，你千万不要把自己显出来。
But you cannot expose yourself.
我们永远要奉耶稣基督的名。
You always have to do it in the name of Jesus.
所以有的时候需要赶鬼的。
So sometimes we have to cast out demons.
鬼一出去，人就得救。
When the demons are cast out, they are saved.
甚至有的人他可以讲你长篇大论。
So even some people they can teach a long message.
你觉得这个人非常有头脑的。
You know that this person indeed has a very bright.
但是你可以看得出来。
Then you can tell.
这个人你可以看得出来，这个人根本不是他，有的地方根本不是他。
Then you know that some parts is not this person.
他不可能讲出这些话来。
He cannot say these words.
所以我们要敏锐才
对。So we have to be sensitive.
因为当我们传福音的时候，
When we preach the gospel,
许多时候我们接触乃是属灵界的。
Oftentimes we touch the things of the spiritual realm.
所以你看见哑巴这个鬼是被赶出去。
So this dumb man, this demon was cast out.
那么这个鬼一被赶出去，哑巴就说话。
Now when the demon was cast out, then the dumb man spoke.
所以我再说弟兄姊妹，我们要认识福音的对象。
We have to know who are we speaking to.
我们必须要感觉敏锐。
We have to be very sensitive.
然后我们才能够对症下药。
Then we can do the right thing.
然后下面呢是十一个门徒。
Then the next one was eleven disciples.
我们不讲是我们不讲马太犹大，为什么十一个？因为犹大最后没有相信。
We do not speak about the 12 because in the end, actually Judas was not saved.
十一个门徒里面
Now, among the 12 disciples,
有七个门徒我们知道他们怎么回事。
Now, among the 11, we know how seven were saved.
那六
Six, we know how
另外一个是我们猜想他大概怎么得救的。
Now, the other one was we guessed how they were saved.
所以肯定十二个门徒有六个我们知道怎么得救。
Now, we know that six how they were saved.
那么或者呢是七个。
Or seven.
那么首先我们知道在这十二个门徒最早得救的是安德烈。
Now we know that the first one to be saved was actually Andrew.
还有在和他在一起的是约翰。
Then John.
你记得安德烈跟约翰他帮与施洗约翰施洗的时候。
Now you know how Andrew and John when they helped John the Baptist baptize people.
安德烈和约翰原来是施洗约翰的门徒。
Actually, Andrew and John were the disciples of John the Baptist.
所以他们两个个子可能很壮。
So they were probably very strong and big.
所以施洗约翰施浸的时候，他们两个在那帮他们嘛。
So when John the Baptist was baptizing, they were there helping him.
那他们是等候弥赛亚来的。
Now they were all waiting for the Messiah.
所以呢，有一天当他们两个人，当他这两个门徒和约翰站在一起的时候。
So one day when they were standing together with John the Baptist.
那么结果他的老师施洗约翰说：“看呐、啊，这是。”神的羔羊。
Now then, their teacher John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
这两个人对旧约圣经很熟悉的。
Now these two men they knew the Old Testament very well.
旧约里面一句很有名的话。
Now the Old Testament has very famous phrase.
最早是以撒说的，问的。
The first spoken by Isaac.
羔羊在哪里呢？
Where is the lamb?
你记不记得他和他父亲走在一起，他说羔羊在哪里？
When he and his father Abraham were walking, he was asking, where is the lamb?
整个旧约的时代，人都问一个问题，羔羊在哪里？
Now the whole Old Testament people ask the question, where is the lamb?
我们是罪人，
we are sinners.
但是羔羊在哪里？
But where is the lamb?
地上的牛和羊不能够解决他们的罪。
Now the ox and the sheep they cannot take care of their sin.
所以他们一直等候那个真正的羔羊，神的羔羊能够出现。
They were waiting for the true lamb.
所以当整个旧约在那里问说，羔羊在哪里呢？
So when the whole Old Testament was asking the question, "Where is the lamb?"
你知道，约翰跟安德烈忽然听见说，
Then John and Andrew suddenly heard.
看啊，神的羔羊。
Behold, the Lamb of God.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see?
因此他们一直等候弥赛亚来。
Because they were waiting for the Messiah.
现在有人指给他们看说，这就是你，这就是神的羔羊。
And somebody pointed out to them, "This is the Lamb of God."
所以呢，他们就跟了主，跟从了耶稣。
So then they followed the Lord Jesus.
那么主就问他，你们要什么？
Jesus asked them, what do you want? Now, how did the Lord help them?
主说你们来看。
He said, come and see.
弟兄姊妹，你们来看。
He said, come and see.
所以那天，
they spent that night with the Lord.
然后他们就遇见弥赛亚。
Then they met the Messiah.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见，这就是约翰和安德烈怎么得救的。
Now, this is the story of John and Andrew, how they saved.
就好像有的人在儿童班里面上了好久的儿童班。
Just like some kids, they've been to Sunday school many years.
有的上基督教的学校。
Some went to Christian school.
它里面有一点的观念。
So they have some concept.
但它有很大的问题。
So that they have big question marks.
有一天忽然间有人把它问题解答了。
Then one day somebody solved their question.
他们的谜完全解开了。
Their mystery was solved.
所以就开始跟随主了。
Then they started following the Lord.
那么弟兄姊妹，在这个时候，
At this time,
主怎么对他说呢？
Well, how did the Lord speak?
主说，你们来看。
He said, come and
see. 主在这里没有讲很多的道理。
It is.
你只要和主住一住，结果呢，他们就知道是弥赛亚。所以弟兄姊妹，我想我们也是一样。许多时候我们道理讲的不多，我们最多就说你们来看，你们来到基督中间，你看看我们是怎么生活。
Come into the midst of the Christian and see how we live.
你看看基督徒他的家庭什么家庭。
Come and see the Christian home.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so, brothers and sisters,
在我们的生活里面必须有人可以给人看的才可以。
So our lives must allow people to see.
我们的主随时准备好的。
Our Lord was always ready.
随时都可以与他同住。
Always could have them over.
你和一个人同住，你就认识这个人。
If you live with a person, you know how that person is.
所以弟兄姊妹，特别是那些在基督教学校里面长大的。
So especially those that grew up in Christian families,
在基督家庭里面长大，
grew up in Christian homes,
他们都像这两个门徒一样。他们对主已经有一点印象，
they had some impression of the Lord,
不过有很多的问号。
But there are many questions.
那么感谢主，有一天一个机会，他们可明白了。
One day they had the opportunity.
那这个时候，你看我们的主怎么帮助他们？
At this time, how did the Lord help?
主很简单说，你们来看。
Lord says, simply says, come and see.
结果他们两个就遇见弥赛亚了。
Then they met the Messiah.
然后弟兄姊妹，你看你安德烈藏不住了。
Now Andrew cannot hide that within himself.
他要把最好的东西和他所爱的人一同分享。
He wanted to share the best with his loved ones.
所以他就找到他哥哥西门。
So he found his brother Peter.
就对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚。”
He spoke to him, we met Messiah.
彼得根本没有得救。
Now Peter was insane.
他有颗心不错。
He had a heart.
但他说我们遇见弥赛亚了，
But then he said, we met the Messiah.
就这么简单。这就是我们的传福音。
This is our gospel.
传福音就是告诉别人我们什么事发生了。
Preaching the gospel, just telling others what happened.
我们领人得救，
when we bring people,
我们领人到主那里，
when we bring people to the Lord,
不是讲很长的道理，
we don't have to teach many
lies. 我们就告诉他说我们终于找到了弥赛亚。
We just tell them that we have found the Messiah.
现在我的人生有了意义了。
Now my life has a purpose.
这就是见证。
This is testimony.
结果你看见吗？他自己讲完了以后，他就把他的哥哥就带到主那里去。所以这一点非常重要。有的人跟人家传经传了大半天，然后大家就说再见就走了，但是不要忘记，你只能做见证。见证的目的是让人有意愿来到主面前。
bearing testimony so that the others will have a desire to come
upon. 他还没有分宗旨.
He had not touched.
所以你一面说我遇见弥赛亚了.
On the one hand, you said I haven't seen the Messiah.
但是你还得领他去见耶稣才成.
But then you have to bring him before the Messiah.
许多人讲了半天的道，没有领人到耶稣那里去.
Many people preached about the Messiah, never bring him before.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
你一定要带他祷告才可以.
So you have to bring him to pray.
他真的祷告了。
Once they pray, then they really
need to. 所以你要想尽各种的方法告诉他说，你好不好把你意思告诉他。
Now you have to think of a way so that you will tell him, so that you will tell him. Why don't you tell what you're feeling?
所以每一次你和别人谈福音的时候，
so every time that you preach the gospel,
你不能讲完话就走了。
You cannot preach and then leave.
你一定要等到把他带到主面前，你就只是和他告完结。
You have to bring them before the presence of the Lord.
你只要把他带到主面前，
the
就能够拯救他。 这一点非常重要的。 我记得我从前大学的时候，好几个同学怎么传福音都不得救的。 我跟他们讲说我没有这个本领。 不过我们好不好找个人夜深人静的地方。
你说我们在这个寝室里面太吵太闹了。我们好不好到野外到学校稍微空旷的地方？然后我就和那个同学站在一起。我说现在大概只有我们两个人。只有我知道你的秘密。
所以你好不好就在这个时候你对天地的主有一个很简单的祷告。
你甚至告诉他说神啊，我根本不认识你。但是呢，我想认识你。那么我说，如果你跪下是更好啊。那如果真的有神的话，我说你这个跪不得了啊。
所以你为什么不跪下呢？所以我们两个就跪在那空旷地方，然后呢，我说你就把你心里意思告诉主，告诉神。这个程序奇啊，圣灵时代做工。本来还是变得很厉害啊。好多同学在那里看光景，想知道什么结果啊？
结果看见这个人出去，人这个脸就变了，颜色不一变，脸变不一样了。那我说好吧，你们别人也试试看。后来出去了，回来又是很严肃的。那我就找了第三个人，我找了第三个人。哦，他说我不用，我已经是基督徒了。后来我知道他真是基督徒，他从来不承认他是基督徒。
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？今天我们要把灵要带人和我们一起激活才可以。祷告就激活，好像接电影接上火才行。所以弟兄姊妹，这样他就清楚了。你把他收音机把它打开，那你叫他把声音打开，而且把频率对准，音乐就来了。
你告诉他这是你一生最严肃的时候。那么等到一个人真的回到他的深处，那我就不一样了，因为良心就开始说话。良心乃是神的喊话筒。
那么我们知道说，当良心在我们里面说话的时候，你没办法说一个没有神。很多人呢，无神派，中午是100%的无神派。
Many people
who are atheists, they're 100% atheists during noontime.
到了半夜12点就变成50%。
And it's midnight, they become 50% atheists. 所以弟兄们，让我们记得良心证明有神。So
brothers and sisters, the conscience proves that there is
God. 所以你一定要把它带到主那里去。
So you have to bring them before the presence of God.
让主和他们对面。
So that God can meet him face to face.
他就得救了。 那我们怎么做呢？
Now what do we do?
我们就是说我们遇见弥赛亚。
We just say we've met our Messiah.
我本来失眠的，现在不失眠了。
Before I couldn't sleep, but now I can sleep.
我本来要自杀，现在我不想自杀。
Before I wanted to commit suicide, I no longer want.
因为我遇见主了。
Because I met the Lord.
这个不表示他会得救的。
This doesn't mean that he'll
be. 但这个起码让他有一个愿望，说我试试看。
This will give him a desire for him to say, "Oh, I'll try."
就好像他是个美国人。
Just like he's American.
美国人呢是不能生病，不能生感冒，一感冒就不得了了。
Americans cannot become.
不能生病，因为他们身体太好，他们身体太好，又高又大。那么结果，如果你碰见有一个人生病了怎么办？
Now, if you meet somebody and
sick, 你可以告诉他说，我吃维他命 C 啊，后来病就后来就很少得感冒。你知道 Pauli 是诺贝尔奖金的得主，是化学诺贝尔奖金得主。
Pauli
那他实在是不懂得什么医学啊。
He doesn't really understand what anything about medicine.
他最早啊是拿自己做实验。
What he did was he made himself the guinea pig.
他拿这个吃高单位，他每天要用这个高单位的这个维他命 C.
What he did was he took a tablet of vitamin C every day, high concentration.
你知道他每天拿一个 gram， 他吃一个 gram.
He ate 1 gram of vitamin C every day.
结果他说我结果就感冒就很少了。
I really
can't catch the clothes. 他是 chemistry 的这个 Nobel Prize winner.
He's a Nobel Prize winner for chemistry.
但是医学来讲，他完全一窍不通。
So he was clueless about medicine.
不过他有一个经历。
But he had an experience.
他的经历就是要吃维他命 C， 他就身体就很好，就不得就很少得维很少就。这个感冒。后来连医生到现在，他们也给病人用维他命 C。那现在我们才明白，说维他命 C 的确能够叫人的身体能够增加他的抵抗力。
Now we understand now that vitamin C can help people improve their immune system.
所以我们知道说，一个人常常有维他命 C 的话，喝用维他命 C 的话，
if somebody takes vitamin C a lot，
因为他抵抗力强，
because the resistance is strong，
所以他可能就不得那个病。
Then they probably won't get it.
所以是先有经历，然后才有解释。
So then there's a first experience, then the explanation.
在化学上，他是这个人 Pauli 的专家。在医学上，他完全什么都不知道。但他有一个见证，他要做。他说：“我从前是常常病的，现在我不病。”你知道有两，你知道这个有两这个。有两种医生啊。
Now you know there are two types of doctors.
他们得病了，一般一种医生一定要吃药，一种不吃药的。
Now one type of doctor would take medicine, the other would not take medicine.
你知道常常做家庭医生的，或者特意替别人专门医感冒的。
Now you know those family practice doctors, those that heal people day to day.
他如果自己有感冒，赶快吃药。
Now if he gets sick, you will take medicine quickly.
你看一个感冒的人弄得很悲惨，你看医生也是流眼睛，也是眼睛流泪流鼻涕，那他是不是不行呢？
Because think about it, if a patient sees that even their doctor is also sick and doesn't look too good,
所以他们一定要吃药的。
They want to be confident, so they have to take medicine.
但那些麻醉科医生从来不吃药的。
So you see those anesthesiologists, they never take medicine.
因为你看也看不见。
Because you can never see them.
所以我们基督徒啊，就像就你知道，就像医生一样。
So you see that.Us Christians are just like doctors.
道理我讲不上来。
We cannot explain the.
但是因为我用了维他命 C.
But because I use vitamin C.
你看我身体总是硬朗的，总是很健康的。
So then my body is very strong.
我自从信了耶稣以后，
After I believe in the Lord
Jesus, 我里面非常喜乐。非常有平安，读圣经也实在很有亮光。所以就是你就这样做见证就好，这是第一步。然后第二步呢，你就把人带到主面前去。结果感谢主，你知道你这个彼得就得救了。那么彼得得救以后啊，本来彼得没有得救以前呢，安德烈是第一个弟兄。
Now before Peter was saved, Andrew was the first one.
就这历史来说
Oh, okay. He was the first. He was the first to be saved. According to history,
他是第一个，就历史上第一个。但是自从他救了他的兄弟彼得以后呢
？But after Andrew saved his brother Peter,
人家都是说这个安德烈是彼得的兄弟。
Then they started saying, "Oh, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother."
没有人说彼得是安德烈的兄弟。
No one said Peter, Andrew's brother.
所以从此以后呢，你知道安德烈就不再第一了，常常第二或者第三。
From that time on, Andrew was no longer the first, but second or third.
但是他何等的高兴。
But he was so happy.
只要他的兄弟能够得救。
Just so that his brother could be saved.
虽然他第三、第四都不让。
Even though he was third or fourth, he's
still alive. 所以你看见他就这样的把他的兄爱他的兄弟。然后就把他带到主的面前，所以这就是彼得这么的事。然后我们的主遇见腓力，主怎么遇见腓力的？他只讲一句话，来跟从我吧。那不如此，其实我们的主还说了很多的话。因为后来腓力到后来腓力呢去找拿但业，对他说，摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那一位，我们遇见了。
He said we had met him who Moses wrote in the and wrote in the Old Testament.
那么那个就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。
Who was the son of Joseph the Nazarene?
所以你看见吗？腓力得救了，他也是一样。
So Philip was saved, Nathanael was the same.
他说我们遇见了拿撒勒人耶稣。
He said we had met the Jesus of Nazareth.
因为他就是律法书上所写的和众先圣经所记载的那一位。
Because we found him Moses in the law.
意思就是我们遇见弥赛亚
了。
然后他加上一句，就是约瑟的儿子拿撒勒人耶稣。弟兄姊妹就加这一句，结果拿但业就有了很大的问题。他说拿撒勒能出什么好的吗？所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗？许多时候你会引起一些反应。但是不要紧，但是结果呢，因为他还是把他领到拿但业那里去。那么腓力怎么回答呢？他说你来看，我讲不过你。拿撒勒人能出什么好东西呢？我不和你辩，因为一点都不错。拿撒勒在主耶稣那时候连一个城都不是。现在我们能找到那个时候他们的坟墓。那根据有多少坟墓，大概知道那个时候最多大概只有五十个人。最多最多两百人一个地，很小很小的村。所以拿撒勒实在没有这个还能出什么好的。那么弟兄姊妹，你看见腓力有没有和他辩呢？没有。他说你来看。所以呢，然后呢，耶稣就看见拿但业。那一看呢，我们知道拿但业就发现我们的主是神的儿子，是以色列的王。那么我们的主一看就说，这个人是神，这个人是什么？这个人是心中没有诡诈。所以当我们遇见一个朋友的时候，你我必须要认识这个人。
We have to know this person.
你看这里我们主碰见一个心中没有诡诈的人。
Now, Lord met someone who there was no guile.
他非常直不隆统的。
He was very straight.
就好像一些东北人一样，非常的直，非常的直。
Just like people from the North.
他的心中一点诡诈都没有。
Yeah, no evil intention.
这样的人怎么能救他？
你
看见吗？因为耶稣回答说，腓力还没有招呼你，你在无花果树底下，我就看见你。但是弟兄们，不错，虽然他还在无花果树下，这个无花果的叶子很大的。所以一个人如果在无花果树上，你应该看不到他。但是呢，我们主看见他了。这个非常神奇，是不是？所以神奇 ，very 神奇
，very
miracle. Yeah, 这个非常非常的神奇。所以呢，现在我们的主就你看见吗？因为他一个看见神奇的，他说你是神的儿子，你是以色列的王。然后我们的主说你要看见比这更大的。不错，我们的主好像先知一样。
Our Lord is just like a prophet.
我们的主眼睛好像有 X 光的锐，这个透视的眼睛。
Our Lord has eyes just like X-ray.
你是不是因为这个缘故相信他？
Do you believe him because of this?
但是福音比这更多。
Now the gospel is more than this.
所以就在这个时候，
so at this point,
我们的主就告诉他，你要看见，你们要看见天开了。
And he said, "In truth, I say to you, that see the heavens open."
神的使者上去下来在人子身上。
And the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
意思就是告诉他们说，
and telling them,
你不是心中没有鬼诈吗？
Now, in your heart, isn't it true that you have no God?
清心的人必得见神。
Now, blessed are those that pure in heart.
那么，在旧约有一个最不清心的人。
Now, in the Old Testament, there was someone who was not pure.
他做了个梦。
He had a dream.
他到了走投无路的时候，因为他离开，因为他的父他的哥哥要杀他，他从来没有离开过家，七十几年他从来是个没有离开过家的，现在他在旷野里，现在他是一个完全没有路的人，结果呢他在梦里面看到一条路，那条路不是水平的路，那条路是垂直的路，所以这个那在那个时候呢，圣经就告诉我们有一个梯子一直通到天上。
Now there was a ladder that reached heaven.
所以这条路乃是通天的路。
Now this way is the way to heaven.
在那个梯子上有使者上去下。
Now upon this ladder there are angels ascending and descending.
然后就在这个时候，
at this time,
主耶稣说，
the Lord said,
我实在告诉你，
I say to you,
天要开了。
He said, see the heavens open.
这个天子不是在那个天梯上上去下来。
Now this angel was not upon that heavenly ladder,
这个使者乃是在人子身上上去下来。
Now this angel of God was ascending, descending on the Son of Man.
换一句话说，
in other words,
我就是那个天梯。
I am that ladder.
你不是没有路吗？现在让我给你开一条路，是垂直向上。这一条路的结果叫你遇见神。人离开了神，罪叫人与神永远的离开。罪也叫天和地离开。我们的主就是那个天梯。
Our Lord is that heavenly light.
他一手抓着地，
on the one hand he grabbed the earth,
一手抓着天，
one hand he grabbed,
为我们开了又新又活的路，
he opened up a new living way.
我们的路是垂直向上。
Our way is a perpendicular way.
所以弟兄们，你看见吗？在这个时候，
at this point,
我们的主很简单的用旧约里面的一幅图画，
Our Lord used a simple picture of the Old Testament,
告诉他们说，
telling them,
我就是那个天，
I am that light.
你要看见天开了，
you shall see the heavens open.
我就是道路。
I am the way.
那若不是借着这道路，没有人能到父那里。
If it's not through this way, no one can reach the Father.
所以弟兄们，我们不要忘记。
Let us not forget.
我们还是要传福音。
We have to preach the gospel.
你自己，尤其是对方。如果他受神奇的事情感动，
miraculous,
我们需要让他看见福音的最终。我们主来到地上，
world,
他的使命是要叫天跟地重新连接。他就是那个天梯。所以我们总得要几句话，把很中肯的把福音告诉对方。
Words to tell them.
不是长篇大论。
It's not some long message.
几句简单的话。
Some simple words.
是对方听得懂的话。
Something that they can understand.
因为这个人是以色列人。
Because this person is an Israelite.
那么，所以我们的主耶稣就用那圣经里面的话。
So then he will use the words of the Old Testament.
给他太爷说，他就是那个，就是那个天梯。
To tell them that he is that ladder.
所以感谢主，你看这个是拿但业怎么在做？那么这是六个了，啊，不是，对不起，我看这里是五个， 五个呢，那按理来讲，那个谁啊，如果安德烈找到他哥哥安这个安德烈如果找到自己哥哥西门的话
if Andrew found his brother Peter,
那么我想这个谁约翰呢一定找到他的兄弟雅各。
John probably found his brother James.
所以雅各的故事大概跟彼得很像的。
So the story of James probably similar to the
story. 那么这里约翰没有提到雅各。
So John didn't speak about James.
所以我们猜想在这里有六个人信主。
So we estimate that there's six of them that were saved.
雅各应该也是那一次得救。
James probably was saved at that time.
那么第七个人是谁呢？第七个打鱼的人是多马。
The seventh one was Thomas.
但多马怎么得救我们不知道。
How was Thomas?
但是我们的另外一个人不是打鱼的。
Now we know another person who was not a fisherman.
那就是马太。
And that is Matthew.
那马太呢是坐在税关上。
Now Matthew was sitting on the tax office.
我们说过这个税关的坐在税关上的神经要很硬。
Now we know we've spoken about how someone sitting at the tax office they have to be very strong mentally.
因为税吏跟罪人是同义词，根本。是相等。他专门代表罗马政府来搜刮他自己的版
权。He represented the Roman government and would prey upon
the Roman. 税吏和娼妓是不可以靠近圣殿。
The tax gatherers and harlots cannot approach the temple.
因为他们是不洁净。
Because they are unclean.
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly,
这个当马太坐在那里的时候
，When Matthew was sitting there,
他每天人来往，不知道看见多少人。
He sees so many people come and go.
他可以做得非常好。
He sit there very well.
没有一双眼睛可以征服他，打倒他。
No eyes could defeat him.
他只要达到目的，什么事都可以做。
If he reached what he wanted, he could do anything.
那么圣经告诉我们，在路加福音告诉我们。
So then in the book of Luke,
主耶稣什么话也没有说。
The Lord didn't say a word.
他就看马太。
He just looked at Matthew.
那个看在希腊原文呢是定睛的看。
That look in the original is actually a penetrating look.
那一天对马太是很特别的一天。
Now that day was a very special day in Matthew.
他不知道看见多少千万双的眼。
He has seen thousands and thousands of pairs of eyes.
他那双眼睛他不能忘。
But those two eyes he can never forget.
结果他起来跟随。
So then he rose up and followed them.
他就这么得救了。
Now he will say that.
所以你知道后来在马太福音里面，他常常讲看哪、啊、看哪、啊、看、啊。
So that's why in the book of Matthew he mentioned it. He wrote many times, "Behold, behold."
62次提到看哪、啊。
62 times he spoke of.
因为这是他一生永远不能忘记。
Because this is something that he can never forget.
所以当他看见一件事，他要门要让读者也看。
So when he saw something, he would tell his readers, "Behold."
所以他喜欢用这个词。
So he likes to use that word.
你就知道。跟他得救发生很深的关系，他永远不会忘记他怎么得救，就是那一看是征服了他整个的人，他永远不能忘记。对定是许多时候你看见圣灵能用这样的工作，不一定话就能叫人得救，有的是要说话，有的人要讲的天机，有的人需要说你的信救了你就可以，但是有的时候看很重要。所以弟兄们，我们需要圣灵，我们需要求主装备我们，叫我们一举一动能留给别人深刻的印象。弟兄们，眼睛是很重要的。你只要看对方，有的人呢，你看见他的眼睛呢眨来眨去，一直眨眼，一直眨眼，你一直这样眨来眨去的，你就知道他这个思想快的很，复杂的不得了。而且他要不大注意你的，所以这个时候你要注意他。你看见了，许多的神会用我们的眼睛，是用我们的各方面。
Many different ways, eyes, many other things.
有一个在苏格兰的一个传道人。
Now there was a missionary in Scotland.
他是 evangelist.
He's evangelist.
他是一个矿工的儿子。
Now he was a son of a miner.
但是非常用他。
But then the Lord used him.
他这个长得不是很好看，大概有点头有点秃。
He didn't look very good. He
对不起啊，我没有影射的意思。这个历史故事是这样。故事是这样。那么结果呢？他就到一个工厂里面去。 他要去传福音。那个工厂都是女工。一看见这个传道人呢，是个气貌不扬啊，他们就笑个不停。结果他一句话都不说。他一直看着他。圣灵感动他。
Does the Holy Spirit feel with the Holy Spirit?
那么就在那个时候呢，圣灵就借着他的眼睛。他一句话都不说，他就是用他的眼睛扫所有的这个下面的听众。很稀奇，后来许多人都哭了。他福音还没有传，许多人就哭了。然后呢？然后他就在那里传福音，有很多人就得救了。所以我们知道有许多人很有福音的恩赐。像 Billy Graham 就很有福音的恩赐。但是这一个矿工的儿子，这一个为主传福音的人，他不是有恩赐，他没有太多的恩赐。所以他告诉我们说，你知道一个人有传福音恩赐，一个没有传福音恩赐。有恩赐的人很容易依靠自己。
The person with a gift might trust himself a lot.
没有恩赐的人就很容易祷告。
Those without a gift will pray a lot.
所以你知道他怎么说呢？
So what did he say?
他说我在神面前祷告的时间比站在人面前说话的时间还要多。
He said the time of spent praying before God is longer than the time of spent speaking before man.
所以福音的灵充满这个地方。
So then the spirit of the gospel fills the
spirit. 你看他实在是爱罪人。
So he loves sinners.
当别人笑他的时候，他只要看一看，那圣灵就借着他的眼光就出去。你看有许多人就被征服。所以这个就需要我们被圣灵充满才
行。
如果你不被圣灵充满，你看半天也没有用的。所以这个学不来，你们千万不能学的。有的时候你学了反而坏事情了。所以我们一定要记得这个要被圣灵充满。所以我们看见很清楚，就非常非常清楚，我们的主那一次没有话。
Our Lord didn't have a word at that time.
我们知道说马太坐不住了。
Now Matthew cannot sit still.
就是那一双眼睛征服了。
Because those two eyes conquered.
那不光如此。
Not only that.
他是圣经里面唯一的一个是配上所有来跟从。
He was the only one in the Bible to leave all and follow the Lord.
彼得撤下了网，结果他还船还留着。我们的主讲到还得借他的船，讲完了还要还他两船的鱼。但是就是最彻底最彻底是马太。所以我们要求主给我们恩典。你看见我们的主接触这些人话都不是很多，就那么几句话。所以弟兄们，你看见吗？非常 你记不记得那个强盗得救的故事？你今天就要和我在乐园里。这个就好像说放心吧，你的信救了你。那这个强盗没有说我还没有受尽呢。所以你看这个强盗得救根本没有受尽呢。对，得救和受尽没有关系的。
Salvation is not related to baptism. It's after you believe, then you're baptized.
那个受浸是指从世界里拯救出来说。
That's how it speaks about salvation out of the world.
所以你看见吗？那个在强盗上，在这个在十字架上那个强盗。
So you know that the robber on the cross.
也是属于一句很简单的话。
Was
我今日就和你在乐园里，因为你一相信就得救了。他刚刚相信，主就说今日我就和你在乐园
里。
所以就是只要一相信就得救。你不是相信在做什么才得救，没有的。所以非常简单，这样给那个给谁呀、啊？这样给那个强盗有何等的安慰？
Now, there was such a comfort to that, right?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们如果把这些地方都读过的话，
Now, text,
你看见说都是非常非常简单。
These are very, very simple.
那么有一个手枯干的人。
Now there was somebody with a withered hand.
就说你伸出手来。
He said, "You reach out your hand."
结果他的手就和另外的手一样。
Then the hand became like the other hand.
那这里有一个功课很重要。
There is a very important lesson.
这个手枯干的不是指着瘫痪手。
Now this withered hand didn't mean that it was useless.
如果这个手已经不听他的指挥的话。
Now if this hand did not listen to his brain anymore.
就说你伸出手来，他一定伸不出来的。
Now if the Lord said, "Put out your hand," he wouldn't be able to pull it out.
但是他一伸出手来。
When he reached out,
他就和另外一个是一样的。
Then his hand became like the other one.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？本来呢是这个神经还在，
the nerve is still there.
但是生命已经萎缩了。
But then life has shrunk.
枯干了。
It's withered.
不像另外一只手一样。
It's not like the other hand.
所以你看见吗？一定要他首先伸出来。
Yes, wait till he reaches out his hand.
所以我们传福音的时候，
so、when we teach about
我们一定要抓住机会。
We have to capture the opportunity.
要趁着对方还没相信的时候，你看见那个手还听他脑子的话，你看见这个时候你叫他伸出手来，这个就是信心的表示，结果他就得救了。所以你去看病人的时候，你一定要等抓住他醒的时候，如果他昏迷了，你就很难跟他传福音。
If they're not conscious, it's very hard.
所以一定要当他清醒的时候。
You have to be when they're conscious.
这个时候他能够伸出手来。
So at this time, he gives himself.
那么那这个时候你就要吩咐他。
Then this time, you have to tell him.
你看吩咐他。
Yeah,
to tell them what to do. Yeah, 那这个时候呢 command.
Command
them. 许多时候我们需要用吩咐的话。
Sometimes we have to command them.
靠着主的缘故。
By the Lord,
结果他的手一伸出来，
when they reach out their hand,
他的手就医治了。
Then their hand is saved.
然后呢又碰到又瞎又哑被鬼附的人。你看见说主就吩咐主还是把鬼赶出来。结果你看瞎眼的眼睛得到开启，又可以开口说话
了。
那么你再读圣经，你发现主耶稣的兄弟四个兄弟也是这153个人里面。
Now the four brethren of the Lord himself were also ones that the Lord.
那么起头他们不相信。
Number four, they didn't believe.
你记不记得有一次要过节以前，他的兄弟告诉主说，人先要名声没有在暗处，应该到人多的地方。
He said, you know, why don't you go to they will tell the Lord, why don't you go to places where more people?
那圣灵告诉我们说，因为他的兄弟不相信他。
Because the Holy Spirit said that his brethren did not believe him.
但是感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
他们的兄弟都得救了。你怎么知道呢？你如果读这个使徒行传就很清楚。有两个人我们知道他怎么得救，因为这两个人呢写了两卷的书，一个是雅各，还有一个呢就是犹大。那么在他的书信里面我们可以找到一两句话，你就可以知道说主耶稣的兄弟是怎么得救。这两个人完全住在屋檐底下，一个屋檐底下。我们中国人有一句话说，四言四宠眼里无英雄。
Basically, you can never have a hero when you live with him.
所以我们知道是因为他所有的难处你都看，所有的短处你都看见。那么弟兄姊妹，现在我们的主已经到了荣耀里，现在他的兄弟写了两本书，你叫雅各说什么？他说我们的主荣耀，我们的圣经中文圣经说我们荣耀的主，那事实上希腊原文里是我们的主荣耀。
Our Lord, glorious.
那个 no, 那个 glory 是个名词，不是形容词。
Glory is actually a noun in the original.
你知道犹
犹
太的人根本不知道怎么形容神的荣耀。
The Jews did not know how to describe the Lord's glory.
雅各说，雅各没有说我们荣耀的主。
James did not say a glorious Lord.
他说我们的主荣耀。
He said, our Lord, glory.
所以弟兄姊妹，荣耀是个动词，是个名词在这里。
Glory is actually a noun.
现在他和我们的主住在一个屋檐底下。
Now he lived under the same roof as our Lord.
那弟兄姊妹，他知道一切的故事。
He knew a whole story.
别人可以怀疑他母亲，他们别人可以可以怀疑主耶稣从哪里来的。
Other people could suspect where the Lord came from.
他们最清楚。
They were the clear.
他们最后的见，他们的见证是什么
？What is their testimony?
他说我们的主荣耀。
That our Lord glory.
但是弟兄姊妹。虽然这样，他们许多还是不相信。特别是你自己的家人。那么你读到这个雅各最后一章的时候，他说：“弟兄们呐、啊，你们要忍耐。”看呐、啊，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨和春雨。第七节。
Verse 7, be patient, little brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the farmer waits for the precious produce of the soil.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你能想象
？So now you can imagine.
起头大概雅各根本就是不相信。
In the beginning, James probably did not believe.
越是家里的人，越需要忍耐。
The more you are family, the more you have to.
因为住在同一个屋檐底下。
Because you live under the same roof.
连我们的主。他都需要忍耐，但是最后终于得到春雨和秋雨。那个忍耐像农夫一样的忍耐。不光如此，下面说的约伯的忍耐。那弟兄姊妹，约伯的忍耐是最大的忍耐了。特别是你家里的人，弟兄姊妹，你不能没有忍耐。为着他的灵魂，需要有农夫那样的忍耐，约伯那样的忍耐。感谢主，这个大概就是我大概约雅各怎么得救的。但他最后的那个见证非常荣耀。他说：“我们的主荣耀。”那么你看看犹大怎么讲呢？你看看这个犹大怎么说？22节。有些人存疑心，你们要怜悯他们。因为他自己就曾经怀疑过主的。但是我们的主怜悯他，你看见吗？他自己是兄弟。有些人随意定，你们要怜悯他们。有些人你们要从火中想出来搭救他们。有些人你们要存惧怕的心怜悯他们。那弟兄姊妹，我相信这个犹大是这样的人。虽然我们圣经没有明明告诉我他怎么得救的，但是从他的书信里面，你看见他是个怀疑的人，所以他不相信我们的主。但是主怜悯他，因为那个怜悯征服了他。那不光如此，他现在看见他自己像在火中想出来
的，
要从火中抢出来搭救他们。
弟
兄姊妹，你看见吗？一面要有 耐。
On the one hand, you have to have
另一面救家人，好像从火里面救出，救这个火中抢出来抢救搭救他们一样。
On the other hand, saving them and snatching them out of the fire.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers and sisters,
我们相信说主是这样的得着他们。我想我们的时间已经过了。
I think our time is
gone. 我们今天只能够停在这里。
We can only stop here.
如果大家回去，
today,
能把这一百五十三章好好的读一下。
If you can study these
你看见说我们的主实在是非常的细腻，在每一个人的故事上面，我相信你都能够学到一些很好的功课。所以我盼望下一次我们来以前，如果可能的话，我希望弟兄姊妹能够把这一百五十三章好好的看一遍。那么如果没有的话，你可以跟弟兄姊妹借，你就知道这一百五十三个人是哪一百五十三个人。我相信从这些例子里面，大概一共四十八个例子，一百五十三个人，我们就能够知道到底我们的主怎么调这些人，怎么帮助他们。那今天我们也要学习这些东西，所以我想最好的学习从我们主那里。你看这一百五十三条鱼它怎么得着，然后靠着主的恩典，我们也能够跟随主的教
导。
好，很对不起今天我多用了一段的时间，我们低头有些祷
告。
弟兄姊妹可以照着自己随着感动有点简单的话。